actor said he was attacked last month by two men who he claimed said, "This is MAGA country," and hurled racist and anti-gay slurs, then put a noose around his neck. The charges after two friends of Smollett testified before a grand jury that he paid them to do it. His attorneys have said that they intend to mount a vigorous defense, though if found guilty, he faces investigation costs and up to 3 years in prison, Dave.
Jeff, Christopher Hassan will be in court in Maryland today, a Coast Guard lieutenant accused of being a domestic terrorist with a lot of guns and ammo and a hit list of Democratic politicians and cable TV hosts. There's a summit on child sex abuse by priests at the Vatican. Cardinal Luis Tegel admits they've hurt their own church with
our lack of response to the suffering of victims, even to the point of rejecting them and covering up the scandal to protect perpetrators and the institution.
Secretary of State Pompeo reiterates to Fox this morning, a woman who left the U.S. and became an ISIS fighter's bride, Hoda Mutana, is no longer an American and has no right to return with her one-year-old son.
This is a woman who inflicted enormous risk on American soldiers, on American citizens. She's a terrorist. She's not coming back.
Mutana's attorney argues she was wrongfully stripped of her citizenship. Some kids remain hospitalized in suburban New York City the day after their mother was run over and killed outside a 7-Eleven in Rockland County. Police say a man intentionally drove into the family of eight after an argument over smoking. Police tasered, then arrested the driver, who's now charged with murder. This is Fox News.
Even in my own home, I had my own designated space to smoke. If I think about it, it really was like I was punishing myself. A friend of mine said, why wouldn't you just try the Juul? And so I went out and I bought one. The idea of going back to smoking, I couldn't even imagine doing that. I don't think anyone, including myself, thought that I could switch.
Carolyn made the switch October 2016. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What happened? You used to go hours without visiting the bathroom. Now it seems like you're constantly getting up to pee. Listen, the makers of Super Beta Prostate are introducing a new wonder pill, Super Beta Prostate P3 Advanced, with three key ingredients that are great for your prostate. To celebrate, your first 30-day supply is free. Pay shipping and handling. Get P3 Advanced free. Call 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251. 1-800-257-5251.
Well, Fox News has learned Special Counsel Mueller is winding down his Russia and Trump probe.
There has been no Russian collusion except by Hillary Clinton and Steele and all of those folks that were using the Russians to get dirt, even though it was fabricated.
Republican Congressman Louie Gohmert, the president, has called this a witch hunt, but Democrats claim he's been trying to obstruct it and have their own investigations.
With reports swirling that Special Counsel Robert Mueller is ready to complete his investigation, President Trump noncommittal as to whether Attorney General Bill Barr should make the report public.
That'll be totally up to the new Attorney General. He's a tremendous man, a tremendous person who really respects this country and respects the Justice Department.
Special counsel regulations say Mueller will have to submit a confidential report on Russia to Barr at the end of his work, while Barr would have to decide what to share with Congress. At the White House, John Decker, Fox News.
Roger Stone returns to court today. The ex-Trump advisor charged with lying to Congress, obstruction, and witness tampering. He asked answers to the judge in his case after posting an image online and putting that judge in the crosshairs of a gun. Democrats in Congress getting ready to try to block the president's declaration of a national emergency.
House Democrats plan to file a resolution as soon as tomorrow that would set up a vote within weeks to overturn President Trump's emergency declaration. A vote in the House would require a Senate vote shortly thereafter. And while Republicans control that chamber, several GOP senators have expressed concern about President Trump's executive action to secure border wall funding. Still, it's unlikely Congress has enough votes to override a promised veto by the president. President Trump says he has authority to reprogram funding for border security. More than a dozen states have already announced a lawsuit. In Washington, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are down modestly ahead of the opening bell. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
Some financial institutions look at their customers as a group of numbers waiting to be processed. We treat our customers like people, individuals with dreams and aspirations. That's why we're committed to giving customer service a personal, know-you-by-name touch. If you're tired of being treated like a number, give us a try. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer focused, community driven, committed to you since 1887.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The wines of the month for February include a 2016 St. Christopher Peace Porter Riesling and a 2017 Santa Julia Reserva Malbec.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Here is Lindsay Romano with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies today, highs near 42 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 26. For your Friday, partly sunny, highs near 44 degrees. Then Saturday, showers are likely. Then could see some thunderstorms after noon, highs around 53 degrees. It is 31 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Good morning and welcome to the Thursday edition of Byers & Company. We're live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. They got a great event coming up next Tuesday, Heart to Heart Open House from 5 to 7 p.m. This hour we'll visit with some of the experts from the Prairie Heart Institute. Company starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. I'm Brian Byers, your host, Matt Hall, alongside here at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. Lindsay Romano back in the master control room. New video up from our WSOY MCA challenge. We did a little Pilates yesterday with some Justin Bieber shorts. You can check it out. And, I didn't think a human being could look as awkward as Matt White has just rolling over.
Yeah, that was an interesting. Yeah.
Is he like a former athlete that's like broken down now? He kind of like looks like Earl Campbell or one of those guys that can barely walk.
I think there is, in watching him, it's one speed or another speed. There's no like in between. It is, he's going to go, hammer down. I'll use hammer down. I won't use a different term. I didn't mean to. That he's either hammer down or stop. That's it. There's no like in between. So it's, when he's running up there doing the mile we did on Monday, it was, I'm going to sprint or I'm going to walk. That was it. I'm going to go out and bust out 45 push-ups or I'm going to go to the corner and die. That seems to be what the speed is. And God love him. It works for him, I guess. That's, man.
Well, we like to give him a hard time. Just because he can take it. And
yes.
I tell you what, where he has filled a valuable role and you can tell a person's comfortable in their own skin to play this role.
Yes.
Which is, I'm going to look sillier than you could ever look, so it's going to put you at ease, and no matter how silly you think you're going to look,
yes,
you're welcome here at the Y, and you will fit right in.
Yes.
That's not
yes.
an easy role to play.
No, it's not. No, it's not. He does a lot of good things. Yes.
Academy Award-like. I mean, he is really good at it.
He is.
He can turn it on.
He, and he's come so far from where we were at 2 years ago. You
yes.
know what I mean? It's so great to see, and he's gotten better in front of the cameras and all those other things too, but it's just more personality has come in and we've done that. So.
Absolutely. Well, Lindsay, we're going to go ahead and get Chris over here and get him on the air with us. Lindsay, we've got today. What's your plan? Are you just going home or are you going to be working out?
Whoa, what does that mean?
I'm just asking. Well, you're not feeling well. You're clearly not well.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure. I really need to swim.
Okay.
But at the same time, I'm like,
I can't imagine swimming right now with the way my head feels.
Yeah, I'm probably thinking that may not be a good idea.
Yeah.
Today. Well,
what are you going to do? Let's just get in the water. Yeah, that'll feel much better.
I know.
I kind of felt a little woozy in the shower this morning. You know, like you normally like when a hot shower feels good on a cold morning. Today it was sort of like I'm rocking.
I got in here and I was having a moment. I had to call Shyler up here because I'm like, I don't know if I'm doing so well. So I'm like, ooh, okay.
What was she going to do for you?
I just had to show her real quick. Hey.
If I fall, if I go
something
down.
Something happens to me.
Pick up the flag.
Yes, and click here, here, and here. Yeah. And by the way, do my weather. Yeah, that was my plan. So and she's
so,
like.
So, was like calling 911 in there? Or was it just like literally step over your body to take control of the board?
Step over my body. Just
okay.
Ignore me and do the job. That's because I am dedicated.
That's right. How it's supposed to be.
I guess. Wow, that is dedication.
That'd be a crazy deal. If Lindsay, your weather. No, this is Shyler. Okay, well.
Where's Lindsay? She's on the floor.
Yeah, she is on the floor.
She's giving a thumbs up. I think she's all right.
Chris Harrison joins us from the Decatur Park Board of Commissioners. We have
We've asked Chris and some of the other board members to come in after park board meetings and give us the scoop or things that people need to know about. A lot of what you guys do is procedural and not humdrum. It's important stuff, but right. It doesn't necessarily get the attention of the folks, right?
Right.
I mean,
is
that 80% of what you do?
A lot of times, yes. This is an exciting time of year, though. One of the things we did yesterday was we renewed the agreement with Mr. Softy. Mr. Softy is a tenant at the Overlook Adventure Park. So we have a lot of one-year lease agreements. The ski club, the archery club, the beach house is a tenant, essentially, of the park district.
So. And so you look at those year to year, and you can't go wrong with Mr. Softy.
Oh, it's awesome. It really is.
That is
awesome.
Like a smile maker. We were talking about our animal brains going to negativity. Mm-hmm. Try that with Mr. Softy. It doesn't work. There's something else in your DNA that overrides the animal instinct to negativity to go the exact opposite way with Mr. Softy.
Right. And Terry Chance, who she's the one out
she's
driving
great.
The truck around, and she is the smile, too.
Yeah.
So, and we've told Terry, we went to, a municipal band or something down at Central Park one night. Mr. Softy was there. We stood in line for about 5 minutes. We realized we were going to be there another 20 minutes. And I said, let's drive over to Overlook Adventure, you know, because it was 7:30, 8 o'clock at
sure.
night. We wanted ice cream. We went for a little drive, checked out the mini golf, and got Mr. Softy.
Well, let's talk a little bit before we get to yesterday's board meeting about what that east end of town is going to look like, because I know that we are having some conversations on marketing this to other communities, that this is a, you know, it's a drive-over day. It's a stay-a-weekend kind of thing. If you think about 3 years ago, and then right now, we look at you talk about the miniature golf course, which
yep.
is wildly popular.
Very.
The ropes course, which is wildly
yep.
popular. The new aquatics facility, which will go mm-hmm. in right next door,
mm-hmm.
is going to be wildly popular. I mean,
yes.
I know there were people on the West End that said we don't want to lose Fairview, but I think when you open this thing, and this is what you have to do a lot of the times. I was around at the Park District when the first bike trail went in. I mean, we had just as many negative naysayers. Oh, you know, and now, you're in real estate. I mean, what's one of the first things listed?
Near the bike trail.
Access to
and
the bike
everybody
trail.
Wants an access to
yes.
it. Why do I have to go so far to
25
it?
Years ago, that was, oh, people
right.
are going to ride their bikes in and rob us. You know, I mean, that was the mentality. but then you go right, that's just contained within that park. And then you go right down the street to the new amphitheater, which we just had a great press conference last week with a partial right. announcement of all the acts that are coming. And then you go about a half a mile over and you've got the Scoville Zoo and the brand new train that's coming, that's going to go across the entire park. And you got the Children's Museum with a new $3.5 million Heroes Hall. You really look at this sort of destination place. I mean, I would defy you to tell me in Bloomington, Springfield, Champaign, Danville, find something equal to that 90 minutes around us. Can you?
No, not at all. And the interesting thing is you named the big ticket things. In there is obviously the sculpture park, which is a huge asset. The kind of cross country biking we have in there, the frisbee golf. There's also a new playground that's going to open between the Overlook Adventure mini golf and where the aquatic center is going to be. We're in partnership with JWA Association. We've got a huge playground coming in there too. So that's just, those are free things that are available
yes.
to the community.
Our PD director, Seamus.
Yes.
Huge frisbee golf guy.
That's
travels all over to and I'm like, you haven't played Decatur. He's like, no, the weather has been right. I mean, he went out and played in Nashville, where we were down there for the show. And this guy, he's got all the equipment in his trunk. For people who think that frisbee golf isn't a thing, you just haven't tapped into the people that love frisbee golf.
Oh,
it's
right,
a thing.
Right. Yeah. It's here.
Yeah.
It's here. And Play It Again Sports sells the disc too.
Yeah, the kit.
And there's different type, different distances and accuracies. And
is there a Titleist brand? I don't know.
I'm surprised there's not. I'm surprised they haven't hitched on too much.
TaylorMade.
He literally goes out in 20 degree weather and plays this. You take the mittens off, you throw it, put the mittens back on, you go to the next thing. I mean, I didn't realize he was such a fanatic, but he really is. So yeah, you're right. I mean, that is a total like a weekend experience for a family.
The whole town is, really. The whole,
but I mean, contained in that
yes, area.
That area.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So is it exciting now to be a member of the Park Board of Commissioners? I mean, a lot of stuff that we've got to announce over the last couple of years is now kind of coming to fruition.
Right.
And it's great to announce things. It's even better to open them.
It is.
Yeah.
Yes. It's fun to cut the ribbon. So I was joking with Chris Riley yesterday about cutting the ribbon, and he's going off the board here in the spring, so he's going to miss a lot of that as an official Park Board member. So it really is to see all this come to fruition. situation.
Okay, so speaking of the election, there are two seats available and two candidates running, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so I always look at that as an indication that the general public's pretty happy with the performance of the park board commissioners if you don't have a bunch of people trying to take over seats. Do you feel that way?
I think so, and I think for a time there were some issue-driven candidates, you know, that weren't happy about one thing or wanted to do another thing.
And I find those people don't generally get elected.
Right.
I mean, they're very passionate. Or if they do get elected, by like Bob Brilli, you know, they come to see that, I mean, it's a much more complicated thing than it is just a one issue. I mean, you know,
being, oh, yeah.
And he'll be the first to tell you that.
Yep.
All right. So what else happened at yesterday's meeting?
Speaking of Children's Museum, Amber Kaler was in. She's director of the Children's Museum. We have a lease with them also, and we're already working on when the train comes, you know, and we cut the ribbon on the train, how does that work? How do you get on at the museum, get off at the zoo? We have Zumu passes so you can, you know, be at both facilities throughout the day. The thing is, we talked about it, you couldn't do it all in one day. So it really is a lot of good partnerships with the museum there, too. And then, as I mentioned, Terry Chance, too.
Well, I think that started with Nicole Bateman, you know, that continues with Amber, you know, really more of a relationship and seeing that we're not just like, you know, one tent over here. I mean, this is an experience because when the community, either our community or other communities come in to do this, they don't care who owns what or who rents what or, I mean, they just want the experience.
Right, exactly. And that's what Amber said. Sometimes people will call and say, can I rent a pavilion at the zoo? And she's like, yes, let me give you their number. Yeah. We can do that. So, you know, another partnership we have is with Stand Up Paddleboard and the Paddle Boats, too. Aaron and Abby McIntosh, they do a great job. Also, we talked about the airport yesterday and the airline. Obviously, that's kind of a hot topic that we have once in a while, and certainly with weather. Airlines can never do a good enough job when we have the weather we've had. So there's been some challenges there. But I would say our director, Tim Wright, at the airport, he is on it. He knows anytime something's happening, if it's an acceptable mistake or not, you know, we're always working through those issues because that airline is very important to our residents here. And we have a lot of great residents that use it. I was in a foundation meeting the other day, and one of the members there said, you know, here's an issue. Okay, boom, let's check it out.
All right. I was in Nashville last week and was not able to come to the foundation meeting, but I'm on the foundation board just for, you know, transparency purposes. That's an amazing thing that, I mean, a lot of this has happened through that foundation over the last few years. You know, these are huge gifts and things that are made possible without really requiring the taxpayers to foot the bill. I mean, how big a bang for the buck is that for the community?
Huge, huge. And I think when you look at other communities and things that they've done, and I'm formerly a banker, but they've mortgaged it in a sense. You know, they can do a $5 million project and they've mortgaged $6 million, you know, because of the way it is. So the way we've been able to do what we've done and with the gifts, so we've really been able to parlay that into to not, you know, use as much debt, and it's fully paid for through the foundation.
Yeah, and it's a great pleasure to serve. I like it because you raise money and then you see it in action.
Yes.
You know, it's not sort of like an account where someday we'll do something. I mean, every year you go support the zoo open or you go to the different things and you see your money in your action, whether it's the zoo or it's the sculpture park. You know, brand new sculptures just in, you know, like late last summer. So that's going to be a first full year for that new group. You've got all kinds of great events that are happening and hopefully more to come. So the new train, when does the new train open? Because I can't wait. We got a chance to take at Boo at the Zoo. They took us for a special ride down there to see. I think people don't have any idea how cool this is going to be.
I don't think we have any idea how cool it's going to be. So the abutments and the piers basically across the bridge. There's a bridge part where it's going to be about a 45 to 50 foot fall basically from the bridge down to the bottom of the ravine. So that is all set. As soon as the weather gets warmer here, they'll start laying the track actually. And then it's just a matter of putting the pieces together and flipping the switch on.
So. Yeah, I've seen some artwork or basic artwork. They're going to be wrapping the brand new train, which is going to tie in with the Heroes Hall, you know, the new exhibit at the Children's Museum. And then that ability to be able to take that train all the way over to the, you know, it's going to increase the train ride by quite a bit. But the vista, I mean, in October at Boo at the Zoo, when I got a chance to see what that was going to look like from the train perspective, I'm like, oh my God. I mean, I'd seen all the plans, but that doesn't prepare you for what it looks like.
It will be an experience in itself. You know, the train ride used to be you go out and you see the backside of the camels and you could peek through the trees to see the lake a little bit. You're going to see the lake, and it's going to be probably double the train time actually.
Yeah.
Ride.
It's going to be amazing.
Huh? It's going to be awesome.
Are you excited?
Yes, very much so.
Yeah, there's something about trains too. Trains.
Yes.
and the ice cream.
Yep.
Mr. Softy and trains. Yep. You know, if you have one of those, like everything, everybody would be happy all the time. It's amazing. All right. Well, listen, keep up the great work. We appreciate you agreeing to come in a couple times a month and keep us posted on what's happening with the Park Board Commissioners. And the election is coming up. As I said, we'll have, I believe there's another woman, her name's escaping me right
Kristen
now.
Kristen White.
We'll be having both of you on as technically candidates as we get a little closer to the municipal election, which is very important. I know there's not a lot of noise about it right now, but, I mean, who's your mayor? Who's your park board, your school board? These are the people that do this without a lot of compensation. I mean, they're, you know, you're not doing this to make money. A lot of headaches because, you know, everybody's an expert on everything. But they do it to serve the community, and they have way more influence on what your day-to-day life is like in your community than anything that probably happens in Springfield or Washington, D.C. These are the people who literally determine what your schools are going to look like, what your parks are going to look like, you know, what your city streets are going to look like, what quality of life, you know, looks like. It's an amazing thing. Are you amazed aren't more people involved or more people don't want to get involved?
It is surprising, you know, when people will say, well, what about this? And like, we've been talking about that for a year now,
yeah.
You know, and now you have an opinion that's just different than what we've studied this for hours, and people say, you know, you just made a quick decision.
Yeah.
No, we've spent over 20 hours on some of these projects.
That's because that's our pastime now. The American pastime is do no investigation, just have a really strong opinion.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Often wrong, never uncertain. That's what
Absolutely.
I call it. Chris Harrison, we appreciate it. Thank you. Live at HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. When we get back here, we're going to have a nuclear cardiologist from Prairie Cardiovascular with us, Dr. Patrick Murphy. Stay tuned.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 42 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy and lows around 26. Friday, partly sunny, highs near 44. Then Saturday, showers are likely. Could even see some thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs near 53 degrees. It is 32 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Hey Decatur, it's Chris and Zane with Main Place Real Estate. We're excited to introduce a new segment to the Eric Lee Show. Unlisted will dive into everything local real estate, from the history of Decatur buildings to current listed and unlisted properties, as well as future developments. Unlisted is the place to get your real estate fix. Click the Eric Lee Show under the podcast tab on nowdecatur.com.
To check out listed properties, visit our website, mainplace.us.
Hi, this is JR from Speed Lube, and we know if you've got a diesel truck, you love it and want to take good care of it. And there is no better way than with Shell Rotella Motor Oil from Speed Lube. Whether you need T5 synthetic blend or T6 full synthetic oils for your truck, Speed Lube has you covered. And we will have you back on your way faster than anyone with no appointment necessary. And should your truck need more, we at Speed Lube can handle that too. But keep your diesel truck powering along at its best with Shell Rotella Motor Oil, and your next oil change is Speed Lube, with 6 Decatur area locations to serve you.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just wanted to tell you about a couple of just a small amount of words that have changed my life, these powerful words. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, it's so simple. All I had to do was say to my Amazon Echo device, Alexa, enable WSOY skill. And then every time after that, all I have to say is, Alexa, open WSOY, and I can listen to News Talk 1340 WSOY whenever I want, thanks to Hickory Point Bank Invested. And thank you.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Thursday. It is February, and generally in February we talk about hearts. We talk about heart disease. It ought to be something we're concerned about 12 months out of the year, because it is still the leading cause of death in the United States of America. And it is our great pleasure to welcome Dr. Pat Murphy, who is with Prairie Cardiovascular. Now, help me out here with the title. I don't know what a nuclear cardiologist is.
Well, actually, a nuclear cardiologist is somebody who does nuclear cardiology medicine studies. So our stress tests and our imaging are considered nuclear cardiology. So
it sounds very impressive.
Oh, it sounds very impressive, and luckily it is. It's it's a great way for us to decide whether or not people have significant heart disease.
Okay. In this country, sometimes certain diseases get more kind of hype than others, and it's really not based on the number of people impacted. I look at what's been done with breast cancer, for instance, and, you know, like, and largely, you know, due to one family, you know, who created something, you know, out of that.
Sure.
And it's not that breast cancer isn't serious, but heart disease impacts so many more people. It's the number one killer. Do people realize that?
They certainly should. I mean, it comes off of all of the advertisements that we see these days. Yes, you see it on TV, you see it on the news. Yes, it's the number one killer, not only in the United States, but in the world.
Right, but on a Sunday at an NFL game, you don't see them wearing red necessarily, you know, to highlight. I think sometimes this is what we do as marketing, and sometimes, you know, depending on the marketing, stuff can get maybe on the priority list a little out of whack. Not that that's a negative thing, but it's, you know, it's still the number one killer. I'm just not sure we treat it that way in this country.
Well, we could always give things even more attention than we do. I would agree with you. February being Heart Month, we try to do that. It's the one month that the NFL really isn't part of it.
Yeah.
Maybe the new league will wear red for us.
Maybe.
There's a good
partnership. All right, I want to talk about prevention, and I want to talk about signs of a heart attack, because we can talk about technology all day long, and we did earlier today, and it's never been better and better for the patient, because we're literally taking this stuff to them in their homes when they're calling 911, or if a kid collapses on a, you know, gymnasium floor during a game, and how quickly that attention is paid can make all the difference in the world. But let's talk about prevention first. Now, there are people that are hardwired, just DNA, that may have heart problems, and no matter what they do on this list, it won't change that. But for a lot of people, being active, being physically fit, getting exercise, watching what you eat, being mindful of things, walk us through those prevention exercises.
Well, those are very, very important. You bring up a good point. Genetics is the biggest thing. The second biggest thing and the most preventable cause of disease in the country right now is not your diet. It's smoking. It's still smoking. Tobacco is horrible for all of us. Everybody knows that. I've never met a patient who ever argued with me and told me, you know, actually the cigarettes I'm smoking are really good for me. You know, they know that, but it's an addiction. I mean, we talk about the opioid addiction. We have a tobacco addiction, and the tobacco addiction is helping lead to the greatest cause of death and disease in this country.
We also have an obesity problem in this country, and people eating a lot of processed food. You know, one of the things we're doing with this WSOY challenge is, you know, logging meals, you know, in MyFitnessPal, and really looking at macros and looking at diet in a very specific way.
Sure.
And once again, the technology is there. Free app that you can use to figure out what you're putting into your body. But as Americans, by and large, we're not doing that.
No. And you know, as you hear about farm to fork, and you hear
sure.
about locally supervised and supported agriculture, that's what's going to really help us as well. The less preservatives you put into whatever you're putting in your mouth, the better. If you can eat it off the tree or off the stem, even best. So, yeah, that's incredibly important. Not being overweight, not being inactive. You know, the cartoon movie from a few years ago that showed all of us eventually flying around in the spaceships because we couldn't move. You know, that's where things are going if we don't take care of ourselves every day.
I see it in kids in particular. And the obesity is a problem for heart disease, but it's also a problem for diabetes, which is also all connected.
Exactly.
And so blood sugar is a big thing to worry about now. But mainly, I worry, if I were going into medicine today, I think I would go into either carpal tunnel syndrome or like curvature of the spine, because this is every 12-year-old kid with a video game 12 hours a day. They're not going outside the way we did when we were kids.
Exactly.
So what can parents do?
Parents can limit screen time.
Yep.
You know, whether it's the cell phone, the video game. I mean, I think that those are fun. They're important. You learn things from them. But you know what? You learn things from those doing them 45 minutes to an hour a day, not 12 hours a day. You know, Instagram and all of these things. You know what? You don't have to be connected. And in fact, not being connected for our young people may be even better. Learn what's in your own head. Don't listen to what Johnny down the street's telling you he's doing this afternoon. Why don't you go do something, and you can tell him about it tomorrow when you see him face to face.
Wow. I think he would literally, our 50-year-old, look at me like I was speaking like Martian. I mean, yep. if I had that conversation. All right. February's Heart Month. Warning signs of a heart attack. We're visiting with Dr. Pat Murphy from Prairie Cardiovascular. What are the warning signs if someone thinks they're having or potentially having a heart attack?
Well, we all have heard of and know of chest pain in the middle of your chest. It feels like there's an elephant sitting on my chest. I can't breathe. I'm sweating. There's pain going down my arms. We all know about that, and that's pretty classic. We've all heard that women particularly have symptoms that don't necessarily follow the general guy symptoms. You know, sometimes women and even guys can have weirder things, like maybe it's just shortness of breath. Last week I could climb 3 flights of stairs, and now I can't make it up the first flight without having to stop. Something that's changing can be heart disease and or a heart attack. I'm weak. I'm dizzy. I don't feel good. Any of that, particularly as we all continue to get a day older every day, all of that can be signs and symptoms. We have to pay attention. We have to not wish away the symptoms that we're having.
You mentioned something I think, or hit on briefly. There's something that's very important. There's a tendency to think of heart disease as a male or dominant male thing. 600,000 deaths a year. There are plenty of women who are suffering from heart attacks. It's not a man thing.
No, it is. It is. Everybody has an equal opportunity to have heart disease and heart attacks. Yes. And particularly as, you know, again, when we were all kids, people got to the age of 65 and they died. And you didn't have to worry about retirement because you weren't going to be that old. People today are living much longer and are much more active. I have 90-year-old people out hiking, and that's what I want. You know, that's the goal. But when you're 90, the chances of something going wrong is higher than when you were 45.
All right. The Heart to Heart Open House, which is next Tuesday from 5 to 7. The Prairie Heart Institute, you take a tour of that while you're here. People can just show up here at the lobby. It's free. You don't need to RSVP. They're going to tour the Heart Institute, and you're going to be able to talk to cardiologists. Do you like that sort of one-on-one interaction with people who...
Oh, absolutely. I and all of my partners really enjoy being able to sit down, look at somebody in the eye, and ask and answer the questions that they want answered.
What about the pre-screening with the technology today? Is there still a reluctance in people not wanting to know?
There, absolutely. Yeah. People don't want to know.
That's human nature, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. But the pre-screening can pull in on an awful lot of people who are going to have a problem next month and get them before they have their problems.
All right. Amazing stuff. Dr. Pat Murphy, thank you for sharing the expertise today.
Thank you much.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Partly sunny skies, highs near 42 degrees. Then tonight, partly cloudy, lows around 26. For your Friday, partly sunny, highs near 44. And Saturday, showers are likely, then showers possible with a thunderstorm too, with highs near 53 degrees. It is 32 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Some financial institutions look at their customers as a group of numbers waiting to be processed. We treat our customers like people. Individuals with dreams and aspirations. That's why we're committed to giving customer service a personal, know-you-by-name touch. If you're tired of being treated like a number, give us a try. Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC. Customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you since 1887.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just wanted to tell you about a couple of just a small amount of words that have changed my life, these powerful words. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, it's so simple. All I had to do was say to my Amazon Echo device, Alexa, enable WSOY skill. And then every time after that, all I have to say is, Alexa, open WSOY, and I can listen to News Talk 1340 WSOY whenever I want, thanks to Hickory Point Bank Invested. And thank you.
The Decanter Fine Wines and Spirits offers a wide selection of both wine and spirits to suit all tastes. Weekly wine tastings from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. every Friday and 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Saturday.
The wines of the month for February include a 2016 St. Christopher Peace Porter Riesling and a 2017 Santa Julia Reserva Malbec.
We offer excellent service and expertise on wine pairings that is unmatched by the competition. Go to thedecanterfinewines.com for more information. The Decanter, excellence and expertise. 215 North Main Street, downtown Decatur.
Quick, turn up the sound! town.
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Buyers and Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Buyers and Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Buyers and Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Thursday, right now we had Benjamin F. Edwards and Jamie Bruner, who is standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning. The popular averages closed higher on Wednesday, and the Dow was up 63 points to 25,954. In the release of the minutes from its January meetings, the Federal Reserve members remained divided about the near-term course of interest rate hikes. Some argued that increases may be needed only if inflation heats up above their baseline forecast. Others said rates should rise later this year if the economy strengthens. Nearly all members expressed a preference to stop reducing the Fed's balance sheet later this year, but the central bank needs to be patient with monetary policy. Early morning reports indicated the U.S. and China could be drawing up memorandums of understanding over trade. In European trading, the London FTSE was down 0.19%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 0.17%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 0.15%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 0.8, yielding 2.674%. Gold futures were down $10.30 at $1,337.50. Crude oil futures were up 5 cents at $57.21 a barrel. Right now, the Dow is trading at 25,885, a negative 68 points, ADM at 41.84, Ameren 69.88, Caterpillar 140.28, Norfolk Southern 183.24, PPG 109.37, Tate & Lyle 37.48, and Mueller Water 10.92. And British American author Simon Sinek says this about competition: believing that your competition is stronger and better than you pushes you to better yourselves. This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. We'll be back in the studios on Friday for our end of the week show. And then as we're heading into the weekend, it's starting to pick back up as far as event-wise, right?
Yes.
We got the Mount Zion Chamber Business Expo, St. Patty's Day Parade, we got our Kid Fest, there's the Catholic Charities,
Mardi Gras.
There's Mardi Gras this weekend, right?
Yeah.
Downtown restaurants.
Is your illness precluding you from putting S's on the end of your words? It's like you got a cold, you turn into Bruce Rauner.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yes. Mardi Gras will be this weekend.
Yes.
Is it tonight, or Friday night, or Saturday night?
Saturday night.
Yep. And we're going to be doing some preview of that, and we'll be downtown with a video. I haven't celebrated Mardi Gras in a long time.
Me either.
Have you?
Nope.
Bogle?
No.
Huh?
I don't know if I ever have.
You never, like, gone downtown?
Well, I think one time when I worked at the station, and we had a Mardi Gras event downtown.
Remember, we
gave Steppin' Out Partners?
We did. We gave away the coconuts. Do you remember the coconuts?
That was way before
both of us.
It was?
Zulu,
yes,
us.
That was.
Then
like,
how do you know if you weren't here?
Because I have the Zulu coconuts in my office in a box, and
I love this. They're my Zulu coconuts in my office that she took.
No, it's my office. You gave me the office. The Zulu coconuts belong to you, and that's why they're in a box.
Okay. Anyway, I remember we gave them out. And they had prizes in them. And like Zulu coconuts are handed out down in New Orleans, and sometimes they have like magical prizes in them. Yeah, that was before you.
Like the cake that has the little.
No, that's a whole different thing.
Baby in it or something. I don't even know.
King cake.
King cake.
Yes, king cake.
A little different, but there's all kinds. It's a big deal, Mardi Gras.
It is.
I'm not a huge fan of New Orleans, the city. It has some charm. It's very dirty. And then you put a bunch of drunks. It's like my worst social nightmare. I would never. Ever be in the middle of all that.
Sure.
Because what's the best that can happen? You know what I'm saying? What's the worst that can happen? I mean, there's a whole list of things. But there are people that really enjoy it.
Very much so.
Is it still a big deal?
Yeah, it still is. I think for a lot of, I'm not going to say younger people, I think it doesn't matter what age you are, I guess, but a lot of people love to, not necessarily maybe go downtown Decatur, but go to St. Louis or other places.
They St. Louis has a big one. They do. Yeah, but downtown Decatur is much nicer because you know all the people and the restaurants are participating. And, you know, why not get out and give it a shot? So that's coming up this weekend. But I know the Catholic Charities Ball, they also have a Mardi Gras theme as well. Where are we in the world today with all the political correctness and all of the Me Too movement about boobs and beads in 20? I'm just out of curiosity, in 2019, where are we on that?
I defer to Debbie to answer that question.
I don't know, but I will tell you that my grandparents always—they loved New
Orleans. Don't tell me, about, okay.
And they had.
Are you braced for this?
When they passed away, they had a box of beads, and we were like, just thought it was cool because they. Oh, I mean, and they didn't even necessarily go down during Mardi Gras.
Sure.
But then when you
and
really
so you
think
found
about
that
it, I was like,
photo
how did my grandma get
all these
beads?
That's exactly right. Yes. It was a different time, kids.
I don't know. I think in that situation, I mean, it's going to happen, and who cares?
I don't care at all. But yeah. I just wonder, does that sort of, you know, is it still what it was? Or at least my idea of what Mardi Gras looked like in New Orleans, is it basically the same thing today?
I don't know.
Now, one of the big events.
It's hard to say.
When we went to Rio de Janeiro, we went to Brazil a few years ago, and we went to where the carnival happens. You talk about a huge thing. The Samba Drone. Yeah, I always thought it was just in the streets. Mm-hmm. They have a whole, like, stadium, like, I mean, that's like blocks long, you know, where they have the VIP boxes and the grandstands, and it's all mafia connected. One of the things we learned is like all these floats, they have these different mafia groups, and so like no one wants to be a judge because you don't want to get like car bombed or something. So like the judges give the same scores to everybody.
Another 10.
And each everybody gets a trophy.
Yeah.
Another 10. Here you go. Yeah.
Samba schools.
Yeah.
And each samba school is like run by a different kind of group, and it's all like each mafia group has their own samba school, so no.
That's crazy.
Everybody wins.
That's crazy.
Yes, that's exactly right. Thank you. I wouldn't want to be in the middle of it. It was interesting seeing behind the scenes how it all works. And they took us to tour all these elaborate, you know, gowns and costumes they have. I mean, it was pretty amazing.
Yeah, I bet it would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
And scary.
Yeah. Yes.
Very much so.
Very much scary. So anyway, Mardi Gras downtown this week. Everybody's talking about the Duke, North Carolina game, last night and what happened there. I'm a Nike guy. I have a lot of, I mean, I like a lot of different brands. I find it hard to believe that Nike is going to, you know, rise or fall over one shoe blowing out in a basketball game, even as hyped as this basketball game was.
Eyes are on it. It's the top player in college basketball. It is the biggest game of the year when you look at what's on TV right now, and it just all fell apart in 36 seconds.
Now, unfortunately, they have a phrase that has a word in the middle that rhymes with blue. So the memes I were seeing is, you know, just blew it instead of just do it. So, you know, that didn't fall in their favor at all, since they've spent hundreds of billions of dollars over the last 30 years, you know, branding just do it.
Yes.
So that didn't help.
Yeah, Twitter last night, Puma.
Puma put up.
Yeah.
Wouldn't have happened in the Pumas.
Yep.
Which makes me wonder, like, A, is the guy even speak actual English that's running that account?
You probably know? Not.
And then it was retweeted like several thousand times and then deleted.
Yes.
When are we going to learn about this? Right. Don't give the guy drinking the Twitter access, right? You know, at 10 o'clock. And so everyone, have you heard about this story?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
I knew it, because you and Lindsay are literally the epitome of, like, seriously, the stereotype of females that know nothing about
sports
at all.
I love how he thinks this is a dig on us, and I'm like, whatever, dude.
I
love how you're
sports.
Sort of in the show and then not in the show.
I'm in the
and
show.
Then, okay.
I pay attention to sports. I didn't watch anything last night.
Okay, this
I
was,
didn't watch TV last night.
Let me explain to you that I didn't watch the game, but it's impossible not to know about this.
But I wasn't on social media, and then I just got up this morning and came here, so
okay,
I
so
haven't.
Grandma. I get that. This was the most hyped basketball game of the year. Tickets were selling for as much as $10,000 to see this game. President Obama was there. Spike Lee was there. I mean, it was that kind of a hyped game. 36 seconds into the
basketball?
Yes, it's basketball.
I'm kidding.
36 seconds into the game, the number one guy, the most hyped guy in all of sports, Zion Williamson, who's this 18-year-old kid who will be an NBA number one draft pick, shoe exploded.
Wow.
While he was coming down and planting. I mean, literally just blew it.
Yep.
And so Nike stock's down 4% this morning. I'm watching all of the things that happened. Now, I didn't see it either.
What do you mean it just blew
it
up?
Just,
so
it
where the
sole separated
sole
from the shoe.
Sole separated
from
the shoe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, somebody get me the 14-year-old Vietnamese kid that built that shoe. I want to talk to him.
He's probably a Carolina fan.
Right?
Yeah.
Because that's what, I mean, everybody.
Was it the self-tying shoe?
No, I don't think so. This, in fact, I've heard conflicting reports about what model of shoe.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one.
And I can't, I'm not one of those guys that can look at basketball shoes and identify. Yeah. The only thing I know about the Kevin Durant is they got the different font that they have for him. So you look at it and you can see that it's a Kevin Durant, right?
Sure. Yeah. That's all I know.
That's it.
Yeah, I've gotten out of the shoe game.
I'm assuming that money's not an issue if you're playing basketball at Duke and you're the guy who's going to be the number one. I mean, that they're not going on the cheap on the shoes department, right?
You're going to wager money. It's not going to be an issue for him ever again.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
And in college basketball, it's completely unfair because I think the coach makes all that money, right?
They do.
Players don't get it. They get equipment.
That's true.
But they don't get the money that the coaches do. So they're a Nike team.
Mm-hmm.
And the NFL or the NBA is now a Nike league. Mm-hmm. I mean, their uniforms and stuff are, you know, so there's Reebok, there's Adidas, there's Nike. I mean, what would you put on the top of the tier of
companies? Under Armour now.
Under Armour, very much so, right? Yep. Converse is owned by Nike. I was trying to think of some of the other side things. And I'm not sure who Adidas owns something else too, and I can't remember what that is.
I'm dating myself now because I think of Fila and a few other things that were out there, but that was back in the day.
Yeah. I tell you, Under Armour is a brand that I missed, and maybe it's my age because it wasn't around. I mean, it's of the groups, it's a newer one than Nike or Adidas or the others. And so I don't own a lot of Under Armour or anything.
The only reason I own Under Armour is because my father, an assistant coach at Moreau Forsyth, he gets paid in T-shirts, and they're all Under Armour shirts.
Is that it?
Under Armour shirts now. Yeah, that's the only way I own it. Man, more and more people like Under Armour for working out, those kind of things.
I like their lifting shoes look really cool.
Yeah, the Project Rock,
yeah.
Yeah, but they don't make them for women. They're just for men. I was going to buy you a pair of those, I went online to find them, and they don't make them in a women's shoe.
Wow.
Take that, Dwayne Johnson. I'd like to hear from Dwayne about why he's leaving the women out.
I'll let him know.
Please do.
Yeah, hopefully in person.
Him and Aquaman. Let him know what's going on.
By the way, since our hatchet throwing conversation yesterday, I want to bring back skee-ball.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And then Lindsay took the conversation and went to hatchet throwing, which evidently is this hipster thing that is like the most annoying thing. I mean, why in the world would you think, let's go get drunk and throw hatchets at something? I mean, why would anybody think that was a good idea?
Well,
no, seriously.
I got nothing.
I don't care if Jason Momoa's doing it or not. I mean, because that's all I'm doing is getting videos of him throwing hatchets.
Sure.
Right?
Probably shirtless, yes. Yeah. Exactly.
Oh, by the way, did you see the Girl Scout mom and girl who changed the Samoa to Momoa's, and they rebranded all the boxes with his image on them, and they sold like thousands and thousands of boxes?
Hilarious.
That is smart. That is
it?
Smart.
Yeah, I think it's copyright infringement, probably a lawsuit waiting to happen.
You know what?
But yeah.
It's nobody, they're smart about it because nobody's going to go, oh, this little girl, we're going to sue her.
Entrepreneur.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah.
You clearly haven't met lawyers. You think that they go, yeah, you know what, we're going to give her a pass. She's a Girl Scout.
Yeah.
No. Anyway, so bringing it full back here, I just want to know if you think this will hurt Nike in the long run.
Long run, I don't think. No, it's too big of a brand to do that. But
everybody said Colin Kaepernick was going to kill Nike. Nike crushed that and made a ton of money off his controversy.
No, it'll come back. Nike's still Nike. It's still Jordan. There's still all those things that are there. Nike's still going to be Nike. But it's a couple of days of, well, this shoe broke. How many memes can we come up with about a shoe falling off or a shoe falling apart in the biggest game of the year? I don't think it's a permanent long run.
Okay. That guy limped off the court. Seems to be like a mild knee sprain,
yes.
So it's not some sort of career-ending injury, which is the good news for all involved. So he'll be back, or if he comes back.
That's true.
It's a whole other question. All right, so have you ever had a shoe blowout? Say, I'm going to think,
yes.
It's never going to happen to me because I don't weigh enough.
Oh.
I mean, that's not it. That's not a,
wow.
That's,
no, I
no,
know.
No, no, no. That's not a pejorative to you. That's a pejorative to me. I don't weigh enough to cause a shoe to explode.
Yes, right. Exactly. Right. Yes.
That's an odd thing to happen. I mean, it does happen with with women's shoes and heels and the side, you know, the straps coming out or whatever. I've had a heel fall off. Yeah.
But you're not playing basketball in those.
Yeah.
Yeah, but not a tennis shoe.
I would say I don't think I was playing basketball, but I've had some shoes fall apart. Granted, they were older. I've worn those till the last tread fell off, and sure enough, it did as I was walking. But I've had a few times that happen, but it's more so just weird. Like, how did this actually happen?
Right.
I don't know. So that's how it goes together. I never knew that. I thought it was all one thing. But, yeah, I've had a few Also, my huskier days for sure. I definitely had a few. But yeah.
You would assume that he's not playing in old shoes. I mean, I don't know, right. Like in college basketball, how long it takes to break in a particular pair of shoes. But it's not like they give this kid. Duke is like, I mean, it might as well be the NBA, right?
Oh, no,
I mean,
right.
As far as the quality of stuff. It's not like this kid's playing with the same pair of shoes he started with at the beginning of the year.
Exactly right. And it's one of those freak things. It's one of those, much like, you know, last couple of years we've had some basketball injuries where it's the whole, the broken shin bone where he happened to land wrong. And I think that could be the same thing here where it just happened to be all of this weight went on one spot and it was a weak spot of the shoe that nobody knew about and oops, it fell apart. And that's,
right.
That's
after
crazy.
All of these years.
There's the big how it completely just.
Oh, wow. The whole hit Twitter. Style
yeah.
came out.
Yes.
Yeah.
But after all these years of playing basketball in Nike tennis shoes, it's never happened before.
Yeah.
I don't think it hurts them.
I've seen your shoes fall off occasionally when games happening and all of a sudden like their shoe is off. So they're running on the court with one shoe on.
Oh, yeah.
I've seen that.
But what's worse than that is the guy running without his helmet in the NFL,
which
happens every once in a while as well. You're like, okay, go down.
I'm going to keep going.
Yeah.
They're going to kill you.
All right, we've got to talk about United Way stuff when we get back.
Yes.
Please, Debbie Bogle's here, and I always take her time. And how did you find Pilates, by the way, before we move into United Way stuff?
I really liked it,
yeah.
But it was hard.
It
was really difficult.
You realize how much flexibility you lose, right?
You lose, and there's just how not strong I am right now.
You're kidding there.
Didn't show it, because video-wise there, you were doing pretty much all the movements. You were doing
it pretty
easy. I was
super happy I could get my legs to the other side of my head and touch the ground. I was a little bit stuck. I was concerned about how I was going to get out of that position.
That is one of those things. If you roll one way, you're looking at a broken neck.
Right. But I really liked it.
The video is up on Nauticator.com, and you can see the Bieber shorts. Lindsay manufacturing controversy out of nothing yesterday. You know why? Because she's sick, and when she's sick,
Bogle, help me out. Come on.
You're talking to a woman who makes her own gloves.
So she's
wearing.
Wrong with that.
That's awesome. We
just
saw that
video. Wear look like she's carrying a load in her pants. That's all I'm saying.
Wow.
Okay.
This is going to be bad.
I will say when I first saw him, I thought maybe you forgot to put pants on. That's what it kind of looked
I'm
like.
I'm sorry?
So he was wearing underwear.
Yes.
Wow.
Like old man underwear? Because I've never seen underwear that looks like that.
Well,
yeah.
Look, that is, I don't know how this happened, and,
stop it, Matt.
You know, this is, look,
this
I wasn't
Matt,
paying attention
like,
to your shorts.
Walking way back, like, walking back slowly.
I'm walking out, we gotta talk about the United Way here, but as I walked into I was not thinking about the man's shorts. I don't look at anybody else's shorts. And then, maybe it's cause I'm not eye level. I don't know, but
short joke too.
As I'm walking out, Lindsay was sitting down when this is all happening,
yeah, we
so clearly
on the
she's,
ground when this
you
happened.
Know, seeing it firsthand, clearly. And I didn't know why this happened, and all of a sudden, we're talking about Brian shorts and how they're Bieber shorts. Well, that's a derogatory statement, I think. So let's go find out what's happening.
My question that no one's asked this morning is why in the world Lindsay knows what Bieber's wearing anyway? Because that means she's had to at least follow him or watch something with him or study his fashion choices.
And you're watching his crotch. And I know that's number 12. That's number 12.
Right.
We got one more to go for 13.
I've never seen that. I don't know what she's referencing. I would have said that they look like MC Hammer shorts.
Hammer shorts.
MC Hammer shorts. That's a good one.
Yes.
Yeah.
That's what I thought.
Okay, that's better. Better than that would have been Joey Buttafuoco. You know, you go back even one more, like the Zubaz pants or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay, that hurts from a guy who cares about fashion. We'll take a break to get back United Way stuff with Debbie Bogle. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
We've got partly sunny skies, highs near 42 degrees. Tonight, cloudy and lows around 26 for your Friday. Partly sunny, highs near 44. And Saturday, showers are likely. Gradually, we could even get a thunderstorm in the afternoon because highs will be around 53 degrees. It's 34 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
Quick, turn up the sound.
With the Now Decatur app, you can listen to the most popular Buyers and Company podcasts. Sponsored by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Full hourly podcasts are available on demand. Plus, exclusive digital content from Buyers & Company. Only available through our podcast. Brought to you by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. Download the Now Decatur app today and enjoy the latest Buyers & Company podcast.
I love it.
Love it.
It's brilliant.
Some financial institutions look at their customers as a group of numbers waiting to be processed. We treat our customers like people. Individuals with dreams and aspirations. That's why we're committed to giving customer service a personal, know-you-by-name touch. If you're tired of being treated like a number, give us a try.
Scott State Bank. Together we grow. Member FDIC.
customer-focused, community-driven, committed to you since 1887.
Hey, Decatur, it's Chris and Zane with Main Place Real Estate. We're excited to introduce a new segment to the Eric Lee Show. Unlisted will dive into everything local real estate, from the history of Decatur buildings to current listed and unlisted properties, as well as future developments. Unlisted is the place to get your real estate fix. Click the Eric Lee Show under the podcast tab on nowdecatur.com.
To check out listed properties, visit our website, mainplace.us.
Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. I just wanted to tell you about a couple of, just a small amount of words that have changed my life, these powerful words. Thanks to Hickory Point Bank, it's so simple. All I had to do was say to my Amazon Echo device, Alexa, enable WSOY skill. And then every time after that, all I have to say is, Alexa, open WSOY, and I can listen to News Talk 1340 WSOY whenever I want, thanks to Hickory Point Bank Invested. And thank you.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here, live from HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. They have their heart-to-heart open house coming up Tuesday from 5 to 7. They're going to do free blood pressure checks and AFib screenings. All the cardiologists will be here. You get to talk to the experts. They're going to give away a free calcium heart scan as well. So 5 to 7. No RSVP required. Just come into the lobby here of HSHS St. Mary's Hospital. All right, Debbie Bogle, United Way. What's going on?
Well, we just did Rock United, which
was that?
Awesome.
I saw that Nick covered that for us because he was there at Door 4.
Yes.
They were one of the participating restaurants.
Exactly. It was Door 4. It was the winery, Donnie's, and LSV. And every place was packed and really some great music going on. So it was a lot of fun. We made almost $900 that night just in people giving donations. So there was no official cover charge, so people could just give. So it was a great night. So we had a lot of fun.
Fun.
So we plan on doing it again next year, and hopefully it's even bigger and better.
It's an interesting way for other small businesses or people to get involved in sort of a different way than a traditional sort of campaign. I mean, you still need all the traditional campaigns, but there are ways to kind of fit unique businesses and smaller operations into the United Way's vision.
Exactly. And, Mike Tosh that came up with this idea just for Oakwood to be involved in a bigger way with United Way. They already participate with Run United and that type of thing. So, yes, this was just another way for them to all get involved, kind of like when we do Dine United, when we have, 17 or more restaurants that participate
right.
in that way. It's their way to have a campaign and be involved. So we've got some great partners in this community. And we've got trivia coming up on April 20th. So instead of doing 6 or 9 weeks of trivia like we've done in the past, it's just going to be one big night. So we're looking forward to that. And then we'll have our annual meeting. And we'll have more information on that. That'll be on May 8th.
Okay, so, a lot of stuff coming up on the calendar.
Exactly.
What's the best way for people to get all this information in one place?
You can go to uwdecatur.org or we're on Facebook at United Way of Decatur in Mid-Illinois.
Okay, great stuff, as always. Debbie comes in every Thursday to keep you updated on the United Way campaign. Watch the video. I'm looking at it. I don't see anything wrong with the shorts at all. that's just me.
Of course you're going to say that.
Being
shorts.
A fashionista is a curse sometimes. You know, it's a heavy burden.
It is. It totally is.
Yeah.
I don't envy you for that. I like cargo shorts and
apparently
polo
you're carrying a heavy burden in those shorts because they're hanging down pretty low.
Wow.
Swoops in.
I really think we should vote or do something. I mean, to show him that we're not the only ones that feel this way, Lindsay.
I think you should probably wear him again on Monday. And let's bring him in. Let's do another workout in him, and then we'll let the public
okay.
decide.
Is Lindsay medicated on Monday or not?
We're going to find out.
Okay. Let's
we'll wait till she's not medicated, she's not so mean.
If you missed any of the show today, podcasts are available at nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook page, iTunes Podcasts, iTunes Store, anywhere you get your podcasts. They're presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry. Thanks to HSHS, St. Mary's Hospital. We will see you tomorrow. Have a great day.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now.
Today and tomorrow, Newhoff Station 95Q will be holding their annual St. Jude Cares for Kids Radiothon. Last year, three combined Newhoff markets raised over $183,000.